纵观中国近代史
Looking back at modern Chinese history,
真正一心想把公权力关进制度笼子里的人
The person who truly wants to put public power into the cage of the system,
其实只有两位
Actually, there are only two.
你知道是哪两位吗
Do you know who they are?
一位至今
So far,
背负骂名
Carrying a bad reputation.
被钉上背叛革命的标签
Labeled as a traitor to the revolution.
另一位倒在了冰冷的火车站枪声之下
Another one fell victim to the cold gunshots at the train station.
后者便是宋教仁
The other is Song Jiren.
很多人说
Many people say,
倘若当年他没有遇害近代中国的走向
If he hadn't been killed, the direction of modern China would have been different.
或许会彻底改写
It might completely rewrite.
宋教仁从不是只会空谈理想的书生政客
Song Jiren was never a politician who just talked about ideals and didn't take action.
更不是追逐权位的投机者
Not a speculator chasing authority.
他是近代少有的真正懂制度。
He is one of the few truly knowledgeable about the system in modern times.
懂宪政的先行者。
Pioneers who understand constitutionalism.
他深度参与起草中华民国临时约法。
He deeply participated in drafting the Provisional Constitution of the Republic of China.
极力推行责任内阁制
To vigorously promote the system of responsibility cabinet.
核心就是约束总统权力
The heart is the restraint of presidential power.
把国家政治运行拉回法治与规则的轨道
Bring national politics back on track with the rule of law and rules.
哪怕以身犯险，也从未退缩。
Even if I put myself in danger, I will never back down.
1912年
In 1912,
他亲手组建国民党。
He personally established the Kuomintang.
仅用一年时间，就在全国国会大选中大胜。
In just one year, he achieved a stunning victory in the national elections.
成为第一大党领袖。
Become the leader of the largest party.
就按照约法规定。
Only by regulations.
他即将出任内阁总理。
He is about to take office as prime minister.
这意味着总统再不能独断专行。
This means that the president can no longer act unilaterally.
中国本有机会平稳走上议会共和的现代道路。
China had the opportunity to smoothly transition to a modern parliamentary republic.
可就在他北上赴任的途中
Just as he was on his way north to take up his new post.
上海火车站的三声枪响
Three gunshots at Qinghai Station.
击碎了一切，子弹。
It shattered everything.
直击要害，弥留之际。
Target the vital point at the moment of death.
他仍强忍剧痛发电报。
He still stubbornly sent out an emergency report.
恳切要求袁世凯坚守法治。
Urge you and Shikai to uphold the rule of law.
保障民权。
Protect civil rights.
他一生所求
His lifelong pursuit.
不过是国家能步入正轨
However, for a country to progress.
可这份愿景终究没能实现
But this vision was never realized.
那三枪带走了不只是一个人的性命
The three shots didn't just take one person's life.
更是近代中国最接近和平民主的一次历史。
This is also the closest China has come to peace and democracy in modern times.
可能，回看当年
Maybe looking back,
清帝和平退位
The King Emperor abdicates peacefully.
在世界近代史上都极为罕见。
This is extremely rare in the modern history of the world.
法国大革命以断头台收场。
The French Revolution ended with the guillotine.
俄国革命终结于沙皇被处决。
The Russian Revolution ended with the execution of the Tsar.
奥斯曼、奥匈帝国直接分崩离析。
The Ottoman and Austro-Hungarian empires directly collapsed.
唯独中国既守住了辽阔国土。
Only China has both maintained its vast territory and
完整又平稳
complete and stable
完成了帝制向共和的制度转型
completed the transition from monarchy to republic
就连孙中山也主动辞去临时大总统之位
Even Sun Yat-sen voluntarily relinquished the position of provisional president
以大局为重
Focus on the overall situation.
谋求和平统一。
Strive for peaceful reunification.
这份格局与理性。
This pattern and rationality.
放眼全球都实属难得。
It's rare to find such a place globally.
种种迹象都在说明。
Various signs indicate that.
中国本可以不必历经连绵战火就能完成现代化转型。
This country could have achieved modernization without enduring endless wars.
而宋教仁正是这个关键转折点上的核心人物。
And Song Ki-ren was the key figure in this turning point.
可惜
Unfortunately,
这份光明的希望最终终结在一场疑点重重的暗杀之中。
This bright hope eventually ended in a mysterious assassination.
也就是震惊后世的民国第一大案。
The infamous case that shocked the nation.
宋教仁遇刺案。时至今日。
Since the assassination of Song Jayawarren.
幕后真凶依旧扑朔迷离。
The true culprit remains elusive.
众说纷纭。
There are many different opinions.
宋教仁遇害后
After the death of Song Jayawarren
孙中山认定
Sun Yat-sen
袁世凯是幕后主使和平宪政之路
Yuan Shikai was the mastermind behind the path to constitutionalism
就此彻底断裂
Completely collapsed
二次革命接连爆发
A series of uprisings broke out
武装冲突再起
Let the conflict arise again.
原本刚刚萌芽的民主宪法被战火彻底掩埋
The nascent democracy and constitution were completely buried by the war.
此后复辟闹剧军阀混战
After the restoration, the warlords engaged in a chaotic struggle.
内战不休
Civil war continues.
一套套制度尝试接连夭折。
The series of attempts to implement the system failed one after another.
理性治国的道路彻底崩塌。
The path of rational governance has completely collapsed.
追根溯源。
Trace the origin.
所有悲剧的拐点。
All the turning points of the tragedy.
正是宋教仁的骤然离世。
It was the sudden death of Song Jayawarren.